It's been a good week's training, Warren.
It's been a very good week. You know, on the back of two very good results, you know, the boys have worked hard. But I say they work hard every night in training. You know, there's not, obviously you'll have your nights where sometimes it's, you know, not for effort, but the quality's sometimes not there. But, you know, saying that, that's maybe only a one-off. You know, I have to say, you know, they're very good trainers. And it's important you take it out on Saturday. And, you know, it's been a good week.
And obviously a massive match to look forward to on Saturday.
Yeah, to be honest, they're all massive. You know, I treat everyone, no matter who they are, the same. You know, it's a good game, probably one for the fans. Big local derby, you know, from both, you know, the Glens. They'll be coming here full of confidence. You know, they've had a couple of defeats, but that doesn't come into it. You know, it's a local derby, and it's one that a few of our boys have handled the occasion before. It was great the second game of the season. But, you know, all I've got to do is worry about Linfield and confident in my team.
You've played in a lot of these sort of derby games in England and stuff. You know, the form book doesn't count for much in these sort of games, does it?
No, not at all. As I said, you know, Eddie will have lemons, you know, ready for this. I think, you know, at the end of the day, on the back of a couple of defeats, you know, we were in the same boat, but, you know, you can't wait to the next game. And, you know, they'll be coming here, as I say, full of confidence. But, you know, I'm confident in my boys, like I am every game, as I say, with a good result last week, played some great football. I'm sure it sets it up to be a good game for Saturday.
As you say, the last two games has been momentum building, so you just want to keep that going now, don't you?
Yeah, you want to keep it going. I said there'll be ups and downs in the season. You know, no one's going to lie about that there. But, you know, you want to keep momentum. You want to go on 3, 4, 5, 6 games, no one beaten, and now we've given ourselves a chance, so hopefully we can carry it on Saturday.
Rhys Glendinning made his comeback for the Swifts last night. Is there any more good news on the injury front?
Yeah, there's a couple, obviously. You know, Rhys got 60-70 minutes, which is a big bonus for us. Obviously, Wardy, you know, he's got a chance of playing. You know, he missed the game Saturday, but thought Jamie stepped in and done well. But, you know, as I say, Rhys coming back, it gives us another chance. Obviously, Higgs is another one who could have a possibility, but, you know, it's what you want as a manager. You want headaches, but it's one they'll sit down and decide what I think. And you know, I'm sure whatever team they put out there, they'll do their best for this football club.
And Peter making progress, recovering?
Yeah, Peter's making progress. You know, he's working on the physio, and as I say, he's a fit lad. But, you know, hopefully it won't be too long before he's back.
And you yourself up in the stand, I believe, on Saturday watching the game?
Yeah, unfortunately, my bands from the Ballymena games, which I don't really know why, 6 weeks down the line from when it was. But, you know, you've just got to take these things. You know, as I say, it'll be hard for me because, you know, I'm not one of them who likes to sit and watch football, you know, like to be vocal. But, as I said, I'll get my bits and pieces across the boys, you know, an hour before the game. I think I'm allowed in up to, so I'll get what I need. And, you know, at the end of the day, I have every confidence in my backroom staff to carry it through.
And a collection Saturday for Andy Allen. You're the patron of that charity.
Yes, yeah,
really support that, don't you?
Fantastic. You know, as I said, Andy, I was up seeing him a couple of weeks ago there in his offices in the Crumlin Road. And as I say, he's a great friend. You know, it's great what he's doing. You know, he doesn't want sympathy off anyone. He gets on with it. And as I say, it'll be great to see him here. I told him to come down to a couple of games and be my guest. But, you know, I advise everyone to, you know, to put their hands in their pockets for him. Because, as I say, he's a great personal friend of mine, and also it's for a great cause. His charity's fantastic, and I'm proud, very proud to be patron of it.
All the very best for Saturday, Warren.
Thank you.